what you get.
Oh, yeah. I've got to post that video now with Kim's.
Oh my goodness, Lord fix it.
It's your boy Disco V Desi in the house, out here throwing bus back and forth, wild and free, raw is law now. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Really? You've been waiting your whole life to say that, haven't you?
I've been waiting for that one. True story.
Oh, God. My name is Leela, and I'm just between these two ferns, figuring it out day by day.
Really?
And I'm the moon cricket killer.
First of all, he heard moon cricket yesterday when we were watching that show, The Bus Down, and I just couldn't believe the level of racism that it took for some white person to come up with moon cricket. Listen. You ever listen to old school variations of when they really want to call you the N-word and be like, moon cricket?
Did you know we were also called bogs? B-O-G-S?
That I didn't know. Moon cricket.
A racist white taught me it.
Child.
Yeah,
but
my dad used to call y'all bogs. I said, what the fuck is that? Google? Oh, wait, it's a swamp. Oh, so we were swap things. Nice.
And you know what? But then I also think about all the variations on TikTok I've seen of black folks calling white people variations of white. And it like milk maiden. Y'all just be coming up. Y'all the creativity.
Mayonnaise mafia always gets me.
Oh my Lord.
Always.
The Atlanta militia was one of them. What was the like y'all just be coming up with. I was like, what do you have to be doing in your life to be like moon cricket? Like, what?
The only time white people are creative is when it comes to like oppression and hatred. That's the only time they show their creativity.
The originator.
Like, they will pull out some shit and you're just like, wow, you really went back to like 1502 for that one, huh? Good for you. The OG material.
That was a reference. Of racism.
I won't say who said this one, but the funniest phrase for a white person I've ever heard was Wonder Bread Witch.
What? I just, that's the alliteration, that's real,
when I hear that, it automatically makes me think of like a trailer park for some reason.
You know what my brain did? It made a bologna sandwich in my head on white bread and a swipe.
With no mayonnaise.
It was like a miracle whip of it. Lord have mercy. On a Dixie plate.
Okay, with a Kraft single.
Lord. It's like the imagery, but I'm just so tired. Moon cricket will forever stress me out. There were some ones that stressed me out a while ago, and I cannot remember those. It's going to come to me in my...
Sometimes it's funny, but not really. Welcome to I Got You Pegs, y'all. This was food and fuckery and good old shit. That's the intro. We're sticking with it. How y'all been? What's going on?
I've been sick for 2 weeks and I'm sick of it. I don't know if any of y'all got kids, but those little fuckers go to daycare and then they come home with things that they didn't leave your house with. And then you be sick for 2 weeks. I went from having the flu to getting my very first sinus infection at my big age of 35 years old.
Your first one ever?
First one in my life. I don't have sinus. I've never had three
in 2020, and this is your first one ever. Kiss my entire life.
I don't have allergies to anything, not outside, not food. I've never had sinus issues before. I've never had chicken pots. You know, it's just, there's just things I don't get.
Okay, bubble so girl.
Today, Karen.
That's some genius. Listen,
my immune system has fought off everything but high blood pressure, okay? It has defeated every single one of them stones on Thanos' hand but blood pressure. Every single one. The blood stone is for my pressure, all right? That's it. It's that simple. But I haven't had any of that other stuff. But Lord, look at me now. I've been sad for 2 weeks. And keep in mind, me and Will, we sat there, didn't we? And we really took inventory. We have been sick every other week since December. Since December. It started with this fucker having to go to the hospital. And here we are. Here we fucking are.
Our lungs look like fucking raisins, I'm sure.
You see, I got prescribed an inhaler and had to do breathing treatments at the hospital because I got so bad a month ago. Was that a month ago? Mm-hmm. What was that?
Yeah.
I had to whip that inhaler out because I almost did myself in last night trying to breathe at 4 o'clock.
Not trying to breathe. Wow.
Listen, I put it on my stomach and my body was like, nah, girl, this ain't it. First of all, you fat. Second of all, absolutely not.
Brother Ben, so how you been besides the sickness? As she calls. How you been, Will, besides the sickness?
Oh.
Yeah, sick and tired. That's all you
sick and tired.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Sick literally. Tired. And I'm on my period. It's too much. It's just too much. Just too much going on at the same time. The world is falling apart.
And in the world.
Right?
And but that's why we're here, to bring a little bit of laughter and joy to your days.
As long as y'all
make you feel right. Better, you know? Even after the doomsday talk.
Honestly, I'm going to just, after we finish this, I'm going to get me my last Twix ice cream from upstairs. I wish I had a cupcake, but I already had enough of those this week. I'm going to fix my Twix ice cream, and then I'm going to go lay down.
So what's in this Twix? Like, is this like something that you bought? A Twix ice cream?
Ice cream bar.
Yeah. Mm, you ever seen them Twix ice cream bars? He gets the Snickers one.
It's within that realm. Okay, well, you know, so I haven't had those since I was in single digits because, you know, stomach.
Yeah. Well, I'm a child.
Didn't even know they made a Twix one.
Yeah, child. It's like a vanilla caramel ice cream, and then over that is a layer of caramel that always stays gooey. It does not freeze. And then shortbread balls in it to make up for where you would have otherwise got the shortbread. It's covered in this like milk chocolate that's got to be at least 65% because it's not milk, but it's not dark. And it's just delicious. They're not huge. What is it, about 2.5-3 inches? It's not big. It's inch-wide. It's good. Just enough, you know?
Just enough to satisfy.
Just enough. Just a tip. So it's delicious.
Well, I'll never be having those because I have to love myself and my life. But as long, I hope that you enjoy them for me. Mm-hmm. I've got my Ben and Jerry's sunflower oil dairy-free ice cream upstairs. I'm happy with life.
So. That sounds horrible.
And when that I tell you that shit is so good, don't play yourself. Don't play yourself.
That sounds oppressive. We were just talking
when
about
I tell you, because I have a cookies and cream and then I have a peanut butter cookie dough. That shit slaps, Leela. Don't, when I tell, I'm gonna get you some when I come next month.
And then
I'm
I will get you slap some. You.
And you're not even gonna realize, like, you're just gonna be like, oh, Ben and Jerry's. Just gonna be like,
Nope, I'm gonna know that it ain't got no
the bubble ducks. It's amazing. It's so
I don't get them. See, I'm not lactose. I don't understand why I'm like this today, this week.
Are you even a human?
The Lord said, I'm already going to give her enough to deal with. At least let the bitch eat what she want and be able to breathe when she go outside.
The little things
I can't see for shit. So he said, I can't give her all this. I'm the definition of pick or struggle. And I picked the ones that I felt I could live with. Okay? And the rest of them is just not it.
I mean, listen, you got some good struggles because me and my stomach. You know, if I breathe wrong, I'm ready to shit all over the place. So, you know, it's just rough.
So here, okay, so to your stomach, today we tried to order breakfast 4 times and the world said, nah, fuck y'all. So we tried to order breakfast once and then 20 minutes after ordering, it said, you know what, your order's been canceled, fuck y'all. So then we tried to order from a different place and after picking out our food, Will went to go press the send button. It says, we're closed now. Fuck y'all. So we tried to pick a third place, got through ordering, and the thing said, oh, no longer delivering to your area. Fuck y'all again. Tried to order from another place on my phone, and then the app shut down and wouldn't let me log back in. So fuck y'all again. So we went down to go get our food, and I always get the shrimp and grits because it has this white wine cream sauce on it, and I always order extra white wine cream to go on top of it. I can purposely stress my friends out because I just don't understand. Don't you need the extra cream on your grits? And they're like, bitch, can't
I would love, but I also, you know, don't feel like flying off of a toilet.
I don't, that was 2 hours ago, and I just be chilling. I don't understand what is. I drink whole milk still to this day. I will drink. I drink a glass of whole milk with my desserts. With them cupcake I had this week, glass of whole milk.
Enough oppression talk. Let's get into the show. Does a nigga like me had a bowl of Fruity Pebbles or Cinnamon Toast Crunch since I was like 12? I'm tired. What? That's rude.
We've had
What am I gonna do? Eat it with water, Leela? Or else I'm gonna be shitting all over myself.
We
don't kink shame, but we don't scat over here like that either, okay?
First of all, if you don't melt down your non-dairy ice cream and pour that shit over your cereal and call it a day. They got that, what's that, that non-dairy lactate milk and that, shit?
The thing is, that still has lactose in it, and it's really? Kills me. Legit. It still has milk proteins in it, and it kills me every time. But what is good is oat milk.
Okay, moving on to the first topic, which is
you and fucking Simone.
Don't nobody drink that shit. At most, I'll drink almond milk in my smoothies as the liquid, and then chocolate almond milk because it tastes fucking delicious. But other than that, you and Will are the only ones I know that drink oat milk.
Oat milk is delicious.
It is so good, and that's where we're gonna leave that. So, we're talking about marrying a sex worker today. Mm-hmm. What sex worker would you want to marry?
Ink Kitten. I love her. She has a dope ass personality. I love my
black girl. I just love how you try to steal my wife from me, but that's gonna be all
right. That's why I went first because anybody dealing with you and your shit. She know I love her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ain't part of the granola gang though, so it's okay.
Because I'm allowed to eat actual dairy without my booty hole falling out. The fuck? That's what happens when the whole food plethora stuff is open to you. You don't have to make these limiting choices in your life. You can literally eat what you want.
Here, y'all. She's shooting niggas.
And I know. First of all, I know he didn't would support me and my food choices. Sitting here judging me and limiting me because every time I've had a conversation with her, he's been the most warm, open, and inviting person that I've met of the three of you fuckers. So, I'm choosing
Your husband sitting right next to you.
She has dope content, but even beyond that, she has a dope ass personality. She's just really good people. She cool as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it takes.
True story.
I may be nice. I'm one of those, what is it called? I'm an extroverted introvert where I'm really good with people and I can be really great in social situations. But if you give me the choice, I will choose to be by myself every single time. Mm-hmm. She's somebody I would actually leave the house for.
Okay.
I will put on a whole bra to go hang out. And I ain't put on a bra to go to work on campus in 6 semesters. Ask William, when's the last time you saw me pull bra on for Kelly's wedding back in October? But that's
so why do you want to marry my wife? Besides her just being amazing and great content, obviously.
I feel like that's enough. But honestly, if I'm going to marry somebody, and I've always been the type that was like, I don't even like you enough to be in the same room with you. Like, getting married to Will was probably one of the biggest deals of my life because I never, never really saw myself doing the whole family thing. I just thought I was going to live my life in thot and bop until you can't thot and bop no more, till the tires fall off. And by tires, I mean labia. Wow.
Well,
so,
I
you know.
Feel like you're talking to me directly right now.
I'm looking right at you. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. And mind you, I met Will during my peak hoe season as well. So, I met him during my peak hoe season while I was in undergrad. Because I definitely slutted him out for a little bit. Then I went on about my business and stopped talking to him. As you do. As one does, correct? And then I was like, I did kind of like him a little bit. He was cool. He took me to that little Ford thing with the Model T's inside the building. I like that. And we like the same movies. And he's a pretty good conversationalist when he decides he wants to actually talk to somebody. So let me see what this one is hitting for. And then he like had sent me money for a pizza once. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. So that was back when I was pseudo homeless a little bit.
Pizza, y'all. Pizza. That's how you get it.
I love pizza. With extra cheese. Extra cheese on my pizza.
So yeah, I saw I shut up and let her just spill.
You just let it be. You just let it be.
You already told people stuff. This
from all,
is nothing
from all
new
the
for
times.
Them.
But you keep saying that X wasn't X.
I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I said I'm not a fuck boy. I didn't say that everybody has a whole season. Having a whole season doesn't make you a fuck boy.
I said we all heard her say that she was slutting you out, right? Okay. That's very fuckboy material.
You see, I shut up and
I'm
let her
say
all
down.
That.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I got your back. Mm-hmm. I got your back. Okay. I just don't worry because she can't abuse me, but she can't abuse you.
So
you'll be
we got it all
in about 4
take.
Weeks, homie. Your time is all right.
Y'all hear her threatening me, right?
You're going to be in my ear. You know, fuck around and find out. Keep messing with me.
No.
But I say all this to say, it takes a dynamic personality and somebody that I actually genuinely get. I was taking the bus to go see him in Detroit. Mm. I didn't want to get off of my 2 feet and walk to the other end of campus to feed myself back then. I did not want to get up and go to the crossings across the street from Ottawa House East to go feed myself.
I just love that you kid is in this level and realm of person.
I'm just saying,
I wholeheartedly agree.
It just takes some good head. That's the
But we ain't never done none of that.
The niggas on campus wasn't giving us no
I've had amazing hair before. Actually, they were all from Detroit, so I think it's something that they teach y'all specifically when y'all be skipping school, because I know y'all don't value education. So it's
why is Detroit catching strays now? Hold on, wait. Okay. Well, that was uncalled for. Lee was on one today, folks. Okay. Nobody is safe.
Dynamic personality, someone that I can genuinely like talk to and not feel like I have to do work when I'm actually talking to you. It should feel easy when I'm around you. And she's had the opportunity to come talk to my class before. We catch up with each other on Instagram periodically, and it just always feels easy. So
all right.
That's
love
what
it kid.
Is. I love her. I love
what's,
you.
What's who's your person then?
Give me kisses.
So I got like a three. It's like a triple threat.
Oh, so, three people?
Mm-hmm. So, like, first on, like, just me and you in public, us being us, it would be Miss B Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, like, the personality, I can be out with her. Like, I know that we can have a good time. When it comes to, like, talking shit sexually and in person and whatever, like, just, like, the verbal part of life, I would say Deep Filler NYC, because he just does it for me for some reason. And then on the like quiet, kink, nasty, at home, us doing us, like lovey dovey, but also raw, raunchy, you know, that little quiet side. Jersey Boy Freak on Twitter. He's the one that, oh, wow. Huh. Well, I posted a video, and I think that we reshared it on the IGUP Twitter. It was a good video. I don't want to say what the video was because it goes towards one of my things, but so I'll loop back to that. But yeah, Jersey Boy Freak. He also does it for me. He can... I just be like, so you wanna move to Detroit? We can get a house. We, you know,
get a house. Oh, he really like you.
No, I like him. It's a major crush.
But can we just talk about how it would be dead to not pick a person and want to just have his little poly network so that he can just live his best little poly life on his compound?
No one person can give me everything. I understand that. It will never be one person.
It will never just be one person. It's got to be the poly network. It's like the poly.
I feel like that's unfair for me to have to try to put everything that I want on one person because I know I want a lot. So, you know.
Hey.
And you, Bear?
My person would be Simone Sky. Yeah.
Who's it? Yeah.
Dope conversation. Just silly. Also seems like they would get my chakra right.
Chakra? What does that mean?
And they know they know how to dress, just be a perfect.
Is this because your wife fashion. Only wear matching sweatsuits everywhere she goes with no bra?
You have your style.
I really do. I get lots of compliments.
Yeah. You clean up well, gal. You clean up well.
No, I try. But I'm just saying, Will wants somebody that's also going to be on the cover of a GQ magazine with him. I'm going to be on the cover of Complex. Yeah. He's going to be on the cover of GQ.
You be there, too.
Two different things.
You be there, too. You be on GQ, too.
Like, what is Lila getting it together? You know, Complex, ASOS Gazette, whatever they call that shit. ASOS Gazette.
Yeah, so that's my person. I mean.
Okay. All right.
Can y'all be on the ASOS Gazette with me too?
Sure.
Okay. You know what? While we're there, we need to do a photo, like a photo shoot together.
Are you gonna bring a beanie so me, you, and BJ can wear beanies in our photo shoot together?
Sure, we can do that. We just need
it
to.
It doesn't matter. I have 19 of them. You can just.
Wear I was about to say I don't have a beanie like that, so yeah. I can grab one. Like we're good.
I have 100. You'll be all right. Yeah, but we can do that. We'll do photos. We could do the thing I wanted to do for my birthday. We was all supposed to wear matching sweatsuits on my birthday for my party. Somebody was in the hospital.
It wasn't his fault. Okay. So we gonna move on.
Yes, I chose to be sick.
You know?
We're gonna double up this week for the fuckery.
Will is the fuckery. Will fucked around and fucked up my birthday.
Starting off with sex toy of the episode. I'll start. My sex toy is very simple. Mine is just a cock ring. And so what I was talking about,
Jersey. You love fruit. Those.
It's something that I'm slowly getting back into.
I don't care. They're awesome.
I'm getting into them because I'm just like, but you know, just just a little extra power sometimes, you know?
That's my question. Do you just put it over the shaft or you stick your balls in it too to get to the full bottom?
Like the one that I have, it's all the way to the balls.
There's all different types.
I was like, I've seen some. I was like, wait a minute. You supposed to round and round the mulberry bush or you supposed to, you know?
So if you go back and look on our Twitter, you'll see from Jersey Boy Freak, he did like an instructional video on how to put on like a triple or it was either a double or a triple cock ring and to how to properly take it off without harming yourself. And like, this isn't even porn. This is like a great instructional video. And so like I reshared it on the account. So go back and look at that and give it a share and give it a like and tell him I got sent you because it's a great video. And he's, again, just once you see him, you're gonna be like, oh, okay.
We need more
trigger warning. He does have some very, very, very kinky stuff. So just beware. Yeah.
We need more of that, like just instructional videos for you know, the pleasure deficient. Just instructional. This is how you do this. This is the proper way to start off anal so you don't hurt yourself and hurt you. You know what I mean? Like, there needs to be, don't watch porn because porn will have you fucked up out.
It's a lie.
But you need like an instructional. I don't know if any of y'all out here in the adult entertainment industry are interested, but that is definitely a proverbial hole in the market, pun intended, that you could feel. So, what?
I think, what's the girl's name?
Who?
It started with an R. Raquel, Rochelle.
Raquel.
Raquel. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You were about to say Raquel Welch.
Y'all ever had Just Egg? It says it's made out of plants.
Yeah, but she has an instructional video series, I believe, on her Patreon.
Yeah, she does. I forgot about that. Okay.
Wait, didn't she do something with what's
the Nasty? She's worked with all of them.
Mm-hmm. What's Gaia's name?
Okay. Yeah, they did that whole party in Vegas.
Yeah. They're like or their group videos. But I was wondering, but I could have sworn they had some type of how to something. But yeah, that would be dope. But yeah, mm-hmm. Cock rings, beautiful.
Yep. All right, what's yours, Leland?
Oh, mine. Honestly, I am very boring. Y'all know I got that one little thing, and that's all I be needing in my life. But if I had still. Child, what else do you need? I'm a very simple bitch. I'm basic as hell. I don't need no additional stuff in my arsenal like that. However, I do like knowing people can't move and I get to be in control of a situation. So the straps that you can put underneath the bed.
I want some of those.
I thought you ended up getting them.
No, I was supposed to and then didn't.
Okay.
Because I was supposed to, like, I had them and then, but they wouldn't go on my bed for some reason, like they were the wrong type.
But those I do love. So the bed restraints, these are the ones that can go underneath your mattress and the weight of you essentially keeps them in place. But they also have some now that have like a anti-slip on the edges of them to keep it from moving around your mattress and stuff like that. Just something like that because it restricts movement, but they're also safe so that if you need to actually free yourself, you aren't going to break a rotator cuff trying to get out of it or nothing like that. But just something about power dynamics and that allows you to do some of that work. Do I like to be tied down? No. Do I like to tie other people down? Yes.
We're going to talk about that because there's a lot of things I like to do that.
Done
to me.
It's much work.
It's not too much work. If you would just set it up for me so I don't have to do it.
Tie yourself up. I'll be in there in a minute.
Literally. Then as long as you know, we'll just don't be really willing to work for it.
This
be the problem. You got two people who both want the other person to do the thing, and both of them is like, "Nah, I don't want to do that shit." And now here we are.
And then there's me that's like, "Yo, I'll do all the work. Just come here, you. I'm at you."
You know what? But I also think that's part of what makes our sex life great too, is because it gets real physical. It's a bit of a workout. Like, I'd never have to work out again if we had more sex. But the only reason we don't have more is because, one, we can't stop fucking getting sick. And then when I'm not sick, I'm on my period. And then we're also old. We are two bitches who work all day and then have a three-year-old. So we is exhausted. Sis is tired. Sis is me. Okay? Help sis. Send sis a babysitter. Okay? Send sis a babysitter.
Well, what is your toy?
My toy.
Clearly, I had to get that out.
My toy is the finger vibrator.
The what?
Those finger vibrating toys where you put it on your finger.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been around forever, but now they've gotten better. They've gotten better. Technology has been coming out, so one of them, you know, slide it on your finger, you got a vibrator right there on your finger. You can move it all types of ways, do all types of stuff.
You know what? I love anything that's part of the lazy bitch's guide to self pleasure, so that works. Des, can you stop being embarrassed by me every time I talk?
Nah,
that would be really helpful.
That's gonna be the name of the episode.
The lazy bitch's guide to pleasure.
To self pleasure. Can we say bitch in the title on Apple and Spotify?
I'll just put the asterisk stars.
Whatever. Okay, boom.
What? how I feel.
Lord. All right. So just that's it for you? The thing going?
That's it for you.
All right. Well, now we're going to roll into part two of the fuckery, which is our sex worker of the episode. And who wants to go first?
I can go. And this is the one where I wasn't sure if I'd already done them already, but it's the Phantom Lachey. I hope I'm saying that right. On Instagram, it's The Phantom, Phantum Lachey, Lashea. And then on Twitter, it's Phantom Lachey, so Phantum Lachea. I'm just always really jealous when people have a booty because that's not something that I was born with. And no matter how much I work out, I ain't never going to get one of them. So just anytime someone's got a banging by that's asked for, that'd be working for me. And I'd be like, I wish I had a butt.
That makes the ass forward?
Yeah. Like, it's just, you know... Like, you're cute and you got a booty. See, this. Oh, yeah. I be having ass envy on her page. That's all.
Ass envy. That is real. That is real. That is real. Mm-hmm. All right. Brother Bear, pick a letter. F, I, or P.
What?
Because I have three to pick from and I don't know which one, so I'm going to let y'all pick for me. P. F, I, or P. P? Yeah. Hold on. Oh, okay, so the P for pup. Where did he go? So mine this week is Hekka, OnlyFans Pup Hekka XXX. That's at PUPHEKA. Pup Hekka. Black Gamer Pup Play NSFW Alpha Geek. He's Black Brazilian Top and a pup. And he is all about his so Afro-Brazilian, I guess. Yeah, he's real. You don't see, like, I haven't seen his face. He's into the feet play, but he's like, I like his content. It's real. It's fun. He's just a little gamer geek that's in the feet play.
Love it. Bear, what about you?
Mine is Goddess Dallas. On Twitter is Dallas Playhouse. And on IG, I believe it's Goddess Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
On IG.
Ooh, let me see this picture. I like that.
Yeah, just a hilarious person and sexy and nasty. And kinky.
I'm looking at her page right now. I'm just like, okay, girl, I get it.
Just all the beautiful things in the world.
She was riding this man's face, and it was with a strap on, and it was amazing.
Mm. Just all the beautiful things in the world. All the beautiful things.
Very much. He dies energy, and we approve of that. What?
He dies. All right. Well, we gonna come on, bring you around the corner. Oh, wow. We've already been recording for almost an hour then.
Yeah.
And the whole shit.
Y'all are a lot.
So this, we actually are going to put up a Patreon only pre-show video for you all, because I was telling a story that kind of links in to our host shit conversation, which is how to recognize abuse and how to escape it. So okay. I told a story in the pre-show where last week I was at a bar and with some friends, and one of my friends ended up was kind of like fed liquor. I found out later on, and he was with a girl, And that girl ended up not being safe, so I ended up stepping in and having to, like, snatch both asses out of the club and take them home and whatever. So that's the abridged version. If you want to know the full one, go ahead, hit the Patreon up, and it will be there. But within that, part of the story was that I had to recognize that when talking to this girl, like, she was just, like, frozen. And I wasn't recognizing that until it came a little bit later when I saw the gentleman's behavior was real shady. So how do we recognize, like, signs of abuse, sexual and just, like, within a situational? You want to talk about it, Leela? I mean, you know.
I'm going to let you take ownership of this topic, considering you just had some in vivo experience.
I mean,
I'll start off with this. I will say, here's some quick signs, and then I will let you, from your own lived experience, having seen it, add to it. So one thing is, the person's partner doesn't let them speak for themselves. They always have to ask essentially permission in order to leave the house or to talk to people. They never seem to have their own phone. They don't have their own separate social media accounts that they can use. They don't have ownership over their own finances, as in, oh, well, my husband or my wife, my partner controls the money or the finances, or they'll pay for it. They'll send me an allowance. They'll send me money. You know, I have to run it by them before I buy this $3 t-shirt from Forever 21. Someone who doesn't seem to have any type of control over their own finances or say and where they go and what they do and who they get to do stuff with. Someone who's not allowed to have friends that belong to the opposite sex or anyone that their partner themes as a threat. You know, like guys say that their girlfriend can handle guy friends and girls be all up in people's business, their dude's business when they have female friends. And obviously the very visual stuff, people degrading other people, cussing them out, always got something slick to say out of their mouths. Abuse sometimes is really hard to spot because it just looks like jealousy, and people are okay with jealousy because they think jealousy is cute. They think jealousy means your partner really likes you and fucks with you like that. When a little bit of jealousy,
I won't want to get a little bit upset if they think that somebody's smiling at me. I won't. So it's like, why?
I got too many. So a little bit of jealousy can make sense and be normative, but folks is like, well, I like when they come up here and try to fight and show up at my job unannounced or make me FaceTime them when I'm at work so that they can see what I'm doing. No, you need to find somebody who's worked through their demons. They need to have worked through their own traumas, their own insecurities, their mental health. Find somebody who is secure enough in themselves that you're allowed to live your life without having to make sure that it isn't an affront to how they exist in the world with you or around you.
Listen, like, I don't trust nobody that just has to FaceTime all the goddamn time. That is a red flag for me, because guess what? I don't feel like looking at you all the fucking time.
Listen, I live with two people and I'd be like, I'm gonna go to my room.
Like, I get like that.
But think about it, Will. Me and Will wouldn't work if he needed to be around me all the time, be in my phone. And that's the thing is, we often have each other's phones, mostly because he be trying to do something on mine, but I still want to go on Instagram. So I go on Instagram on his phone. I'll log out of his account so I can use mine. But it's just one of those things where he knows I have a lot of friends who are guys. And we're also women. You know, I was like, I'm going out with my friends. I'll see you later. You know what I mean? So you have to just be mindful that not everybody has autonomy over how they exist in the world. And if it ever feels like their autonomy is only given out to them as an allowance and not their right, then that is abuse. And even when stuff seems like, oh, well, they're just jealous, they're just protective. No, that stuff is also abuse. That stuff is not okay. And it can lead to more dangerous situations. Right. So just being mindful of those things too. And often when people make jokes, believe them too. Like, oh, they just joking around. No, I believe when people say certain shit.
Yeah, one of them phrases is kind of like has double-edged meaning. It can be good and bad. Is, oh, that's just how their relationship is set up. Mm-mm. Like, you have to stop using that phrase. Is kind of like a catch-all. Like, no, just because that's how the relationship is set up doesn't mean that that's a good thing.
And the other one that gets on my nerves too, that we need to do better on, and then that's going to be my nice little transition back into you, is, oh, well, that ain't my business because that ain't my relationship. And on that,
you're right. That was a great little segue because, again, go back to the Patreon. There was a moment where because I didn't know this young lady at the bar, like she was a friend of a friend. My main everything was make sure that my friend was good because he was so, like, he was wasted at this point in time that the way that I met them, I thought that they had like a relationship. So I was ready to be like, okay, she's good. She's with people. I'm going to take him to make sure that he's good, safe, and solid. But he, even in his drunkenness, was not letting that happen. So then I had to adjust my view. And that's when, just like when Leela said, like, someone speaking for themselves. I'm very big on, if I'm having a conversation with a woman, whether her man is there or not, like, I'm having a conversation with her. It's always respectful, but what she's saying is what it is. And this gentleman, like, was not trying to let it be. He kept intervening, like, oh, no, I'll take her. Oh, no, I'll take her. I'll take her. And I'm like, okay, like, if that's what it is, that's fine. But I need to hear that from her. And she was just, like, stuck and frozen. So that's when I had to figure out, okay, other things. But I just don't understand how, I guess I don't understand it because I'm not this nigga and I was raised to ensure to like, to be, to make sure not to be this nigga. But like guys that just have to like puff up their chest in a club. Like, I almost want to get real white and GOP. Like, this music, this damn this angry rap music, because it's got y'all fucked up. Like, this ain't even what you want. Like, y'all out here really thinking that you 50 Cent back in the 2000s up in the club and shit. And it's like, bro, no, this ain't even that type of spot. Like, I don't, why, all that to say, niggas, when are we going to get it together? When are we going to get right?
Ooh, child.
God damn, I shouldn't have to be ready to bust you upside your shit for someone that I literally, like, don't even know them. I don't know this woman, but I needed to make sure that she was safe because you out here being a creepy. goddamn the biggest of creeps.
I thought you was like, about to wow. And I was about to punch you through the thing. It's like, you said that card ain't no boo cricket.
No. I don't know. I need niggas to be better. It is too like too much pussy out here. It's too much dick out here. Ain't no one that so amazing that you are ready to like risk it all legally and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like why? Why? I will never understand why. Mm-hmm. It's ugly.
Mm. But yeah, like Leela said earlier, I think one of the major signs is to look for, do they have autonomy of their own self? Like, if they're showing signs of, like, they have no autonomy over their life, any choices they have, something's going on. Something's going on. It may not be physical. Mm. It may be mental, but something's definitely going on there, and it's worth having a conversation about. True. Whether they're a close friend or just an associate,
right?
It's worth having a conversation with them without their partner being there, and checking in on them and seeing what's going on.
What's going on? How are you?
Yeah.
And try to, if you can be that for someone, if you wonder, be that quiet ear when you can, definitely. And if you feel as though you might be in that sort of situation, try to, like, get a friend, get a relative that you can, get a message to quietly so that they can be on the lookout for stuff. Because, again, like, if she wouldn't have told him, and him and his drunkenness trying to tell me, like, no, she's not good. She, like, we can't leave her. Like, I wouldn't have even truly thought about it because of how we met. Like, okay, boom, like you're good, boom, all right, keep it moving. But like, if you can, definitely use things around you, use the resources to help try to protect yourself too. Like, you see somebody trying to help, take it, I would say.
Hopefully. Yeah, it's definitely not the easiest thing to get out of. I've seen those situations and how they play out before. It's not an easy thing to get away, but you gotta try. Mm-hmm. For the sake of yourself, because
your life.
Even though it could be mental right now, that mental can lead to physical abuse.
Well, that's the most dangerous time to leave. That's the most dangerous part of abusive relationships when you try to dip. 75% of people, or women specifically, who are murdered by an abuser happens after they've made the choice to leave, or they actually finally left and they were found. So people also know how dangerous it is to leave, because it could have been emotional, but then you leaving means now we got to flip the switch. So it's about, if you've been isolated from your resources, what other ones can you garner? There's lots of free stuff out here, shelters, abuse centers, hotlines, all types of stuff that can help you get from point A to point B. There's also, what is it, the semicolon? That's the one of the things, the tattoos that people get. So it's just think about different ways to find support systems that can help you be safe as you transition from your next point, you and your family, if you're moving with them. But again, we also recognize that that's the most dangerous time for people to go. And again, it's not easy too. That's how you end up back in those relationships. Because for some folks, it's easier to be with the devil you know than to maybe fall in love with something better. And what if that ends up worse? So it's not an easy thing. That's why you also need to find someone for mental health support to work you through refining you through all of that. So but it's not easy. And it's also not easy to do what you did, Des, and to be the person to put yourself out there, because it's dangerous for those folks too, right? When they step up, they folks like that end up dead all the time.
Right. Or bystander, the helper.
Bystander effect is where, for folks who don't know, you see something happening, so no one does anything because everyone assumes somebody else is going to do something. That's the bystander effect. But all it takes is one person to do something, and then more people are more likely to step in. So it went from someone pointing something out to Des doing something, to other folks making sure, even Des, like the bartender people. So that's when it became a whole system. So that made it safer. So use your systems.
And also for the single people, like, that may find themselves in those questionable situations out at bars and things like that, look around when you go to the bathroom. Like, one, bathrooms are a safe space for you. Two, look around in the bathroom. Make sure that your phone is with you, because sometimes when you look on the wall, on like the random like writings on the wall, or even like posters or stickers, there may be like a QR code that you can scan for like help. There may be like a text number for the actual bar itself. Sometimes in some restaurants and bars, they have like code words on the bathrooms for women. So, you know,
and the drink back
in your.
Like, there's certain drinks you can order that aren't really drinks. They're an alert to the bartender. Yep.
Exactly. So make sure that if you are in one of those situations, especially for women, go to the bathroom and see, like, is there another resource that can help me get out of this situation? Because especially industry people, we know, and we are like, we look out for those situations and do our best to get people out of those situations. So I know, like, with that, because of my profession, that also is why I was equipped to step in and do something. Like, so. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Des, and shout out to them for making it from point A to point B safer than they would have otherwise. So
thank God, right?
Mm-hmm. And you.
All right. That's our show for the day, y'all. Any announcements?
We're going to give the number for the
domestic violence hotline, 1-800-799-7233. And also, you can go to thehotline.org for domestic violence support.
There you go, y'all. A few resources. Any updates?
No, child. Like I said, I'm about to go switch my clothes from the dryer to the washer, and I'm going to go set it down for a second.
The dryer to the washer?
The washer to the dryer. I don't know. I'm tired. Damn it, Desi. I told you I'm sick. Leave me alone.
Columbus. I'll be in Columbus in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. For a few days. Definitely going to be out. So if we have any Columbus listeners, hey, y'all, let me know what's going on. Hit me up on Twitter. And then I'm going to be in Chicago coming to see you, niggas. At the end of April, we are going to be together again, acting a fool. I'm trying to get them as high and drunk as possible.
Will.
It's not going to happen.
No. Unless we get a babysitter.
We literally have one of those now. We could just ask her to come watch it.
Boom. Don't see. Ooh, y'all. I'm going to try to get Leela to Boys Town and see what happens.
Shit don't pop in Boys Town like it usually. At least not from
unless
my
you're,
perspective.
Unless you're a young white, Boys Town is not for you.
No, we'll check with.
Take me where the niggas is at.
Well, we'll check with our friend with the beanie. And they will have some options for us.
I want to be around all of the Negroes. I want to meet all of the trade. Okay.
We hang out with the six same Negroes at our house on the consistent
I want to see all of the queens. Okay. I want to get my life, as the children say. I'm trying to be out here. Who saw me at Nine Rouge and didn't say hi? I'm a little bit hurt. I'm shouting you out right now. I was at Nine Rouge here in Detroit over the weekend, living my best little red life, you know, taking back everything that the devil stole from me to make sure that the rest of the year is amazing, because that's what Nine Rouge is. And you know, I drive in a little parade.
She say hi next time.
You say hey, goddammit, okay? I love meeting new people.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all.
I was like, what? But yeah, so until next time, thank you so much. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media, everywhere that you... Well, no, I'm not even going to say that this episode. But make sure to follow all of our social media at I Got You Pegged. We want listener letters. We want to be in y'all business. We want to answer y'all business too. I definitely have opinions, obviously. So send us your questions, comments, and concerns. You want to know how to deal with that little dick? You want to know if you should break up with your studs been? You want to know? We can give you some great advice.
The answer is always yes. Just break up. If you're asking, break up with them.
For me, it's always like, nah, she's a good woman, Savannah. You know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know,
she's gonna hold a little bit longer. It's fine. Isn't that right, William?
What? You never broke up. What are you talking about? Your ass just disappeared.
I didn't disappear. You know exactly where I was.
I need some dick.
I